Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest. Well, hi there, Justin.
Hello, Diana. It's Tuesday. Yes. Tech Tuesday at the Tech Table.
We get tech tips on Tuesday.
Wow, that's a mouthful. I bet it's true. We're going to talk about the tips for proper care of your laptop batteries.
Yes, or just in general, lithium ion batteries.
All right.
Yes, fancy words.
Is that what kind of battery is in your laptop? See, I don't even know these things.
That's what our tech guys tell me.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I remember we used to have AC adapter, like those big, heavy things. Now we have Mac, so we just have a little cord. We just like, and it's magnetic how it hooks onto the MacBook Air.
Yeah, pretty fancy.
It's very fancy. I've totally forgot about laptop batteries, to tell you the truth. Anyway, so many people do have to deal with laptop batteries, and we order a lot of replacement laptop batteries, I know. So these are some helpful tips.
Yes. So if your laptop is going to be plugged into AC power for an extended period of time and the battery is already charged, remove the battery for a longer battery life.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Yes, you can actually run it without the battery.
Right. You know, one thing, this is important. This is the next tip. Always use your laptop on a hard surface. It's essential for proper cooling. I tell people this all the time. Batteries don't like to be hot. Mm-hmm. Your computer doesn't like to be hot. It runs harder, you know, so use it on a hard surface. I know a lot of people like to, you know, curl up with their laptop, so to speak, and use it with a, you know, a blanket or a soft surface, you know, your lap even underneath it. It is not like that.
Yes, that is true. And it's hard to, you know, remember that sometimes. You just set it down on the couch or your bed, and yep, just put it there on your desk instead.
Exactly. The other thing that I think applies that's regarding cooling and heating would be that you should not leave your pet or child in a car on a hot day. So why would you leave your laptop in a car on a hot day? You know, and it's true. It's not good for these electronics. You remember the days back when they used to tell us, you know, when things were on CD?
Yes.
Back in the roaring 20s. Back when I was in my roaring 20s. But no, you know, they used to say, don't leave a CD, you know, in the car because it's not good for it. Well, it's not. It's really not good for anything to be in a hot car, so especially your laptop. What else you got, Diana?
So when you do run the laptop off of a battery, try to use the entire charge of the battery before recharging it. I'm terrible about this.
Yeah, I am not. I run that sucker down.
Yeah.
I mean, I let it run almost down until it tells me that your computer's going to die if you don't plug it in. Yeah, and then I still chance it. I like to live on the edge.
So let it run. Let it run until it's just about dead. And well, the reason for that is that lithium ion batteries are only meant to be recharged a limited number of times.
Right.
So.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you're ready to charge the battery, try to do so with a laptop off, like overnight.
Yes, that's
what
a good
I
time.
Suggest. You know, that way you're not working with it and it's less heat then as well.
And then just a couple more things quickly. If it's not going to be used for an extended period of time, like 3 to 6 months.
Well, that's a long time.
Yeah. Remember to recharge the battery.
Right.
Batteries will discharge while not being used.
Right.
So make sure you just recharge it when you turn it back on.
And in general, remember the life expectancy of these things are not forever. 2 to 4 years. And, you know, I would say even 2 years.
Yeah.
Really. So take care of things, you know, and treat them well. You know, they'll last longer.
Treat them nicely.
Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.